Sexless. Hi there, everyone. How are we doing? Still the Joy here, bringing you a very special episode of Rotations, a 90-minute episode. We're kicking off at half an hour early. This is part of today's Trans Day of Audibility here at 3CR Community Radio. That's 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au. It's where you can catch up with all your favourite kind of podcasts and tune into a live digital stream if that's your thing. And yeah, just like to start off the show by acknowledging us coming to you off the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sovereignty's never been ceded. I'd just like to pay respects to the elders of this land, past and present. Acknowledge the genocide, colonisation, ongoing processes that continue to this day. It always was. It always will be Aboriginal land. Yeah, like I mentioned, today is Trans Day of Audibility here at 3CR Community Radio, and we're bringing you 7 hours of trans and gender diverse radio. And yeah, today I'm bringing you a special episode of Rotations, which is a music show. I'm so pumped to be doing a music show at 3CR. I've kind of secretly always wanted to do one. It's just seems like a real fun thing to do, to show you all some of my favorite music. And yeah, we opened up the show there with Pain Away from our local Melbourne band Ashbell, off their album Deluge, which is a couple of years old now, but boy, I can't stop listening to it. I love this album. Lulu, the drummer of that band, last year they came in for the Binary Busting broadcast, last year's Trans Day of Audibility event here at 3CR, and played an amazing set of improvised kind of, you know, noise music along with Uboa. Who we might be hearing from a little bit later in the show. But yeah, I love that track, Pain Away. It's the opening track to the album Deluge. Go pick it up on Bandcamp because it rips. And they've been playing a couple of shows around town lately. So yeah, definitely check them out if they're playing near you soon. Following on from that, we had Swans with Sex God Sex from their 1985 album Children of God. Which is, yeah, a real kind of eye-opening song for me. It really was, I felt it very viscerally when I first heard it. It kind of really, like, especially when we're getting past kind of like the climax of the song and, you know, Michael Girard is kind of saying, like, I am sexless, I am impure. It kind of brought up some latent gender feelings. I didn't really know what I was feeling when I listened to this song, but it just felt like, wow, this is really powerful. And Jarbo's vocals, the living Jarbo, just fantastic on that track. I really love that track. And yeah, that was a key kind of part of my awakening as a trans woman, I suppose. I kind of was 26 years old at RMIT, doing my honours degree on Swans and gender and masochism and religion, and didn't really realise what was going on until I got to the end of that PhD, of that honours degree, and realised, oh, I'm a trans woman. Interesting stuff. So, yeah, it's a little personal favourite of mine. We are going to keep moving forward with some music, because I'm sure that's what you're here for. And we are going to kick it off with my favourite band of all time. We're going to throw over to Sonic Youth with a track off their album Washing Machine. This one's called Little Trouble Girl. So I'll catch you on the other side.
That is all. like you. One day I met a guy, he stole my heart, no alibi. He said, romance was a ticket to paradise. Mama, I'm not too young to try. We kissed, we hugged, we were close. I'd rather fight than have to lie.
Bye. Bisexual Alliance Victoria is a not-for-profit organisation dedicated to equality and justice for multigender attracted people, including bi, pan, regardless of label or no label at all, their partners and allies. Bisexual Alliance runs discussion groups in person and online. The group offers a safe and fun space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your sexual identity, and provide peer support. Bisexual Alliance is especially keen to hear from multigender attracted people in regional and rural Victoria. Donations of $2 or more to Bisexual Alliance are now tax deductible. For more information, visit our website at bi-alliance.org, email info@bi-alliance.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter.
A 3CR supporter. I'm bisexual.
Welcome back. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au is where you can head to catch a live stream of today's Trans Day of Audibility or listen to any of your favourite shows after the fact. You're listening to Rotations, a special Trans Day of Audibility 90-minute edition. And my name's Tilda Joy, bringing you some of my favourite songs in the world, and especially ones with a few gender feels here for today's Trans Day of Audibility. Just before the break there, we heard from Sonic Youth with Little Trouble Girl. And I just love that song. Like, ever since I've kind of heard it, I think I probably would have been like 15 or 16 when I first kind of got the torrent for that wonderful album. But it really just hit me the first time I heard it. And I think just like the ideas of like girlhood and learning to become a woman and the tension of like the strictures of femininity, which are like imposed by society and family and expectations and things like that, but also like troubled womanhood and independence and danger and things like this. I don't know, I just really always resonated with those themes. Another one of these songs that's like, oh, something might be going on here with my gender. I don't know. But yeah, particularly as I've, you know, transitioned and become a trans woman, one of the big kind of heartbreaking feelings I get from that song is just like, oh, I wish I got a girlhood. I wish I got to grow up as a girl. So I just love that song. And following on from that, we had Sonny Sharrock with Black Woman, with his wife Linda Sharrock on vocals there. Just such an incredible track and a real kind of, I think, just absolute celebration of womanhood and blackness and just wonderful things. But I remember being in university when I first heard that track at art school, and one of my lecturers played it to us and said afterwards, you know, like, oh, it's pretty full on, it's a bit dark and that kind of thing. And I just had no idea what he was talking about. Like, that song's just pure light to me. It's just absolute ecstasy. And I really love the celebratory tone of just how much women rule, I suppose. How much Linda Sharrock as a individual black woman is just putting her entire soul on the line in that performance is just amazing. So hey Phoebe, if you're listening, just a regular reminder, girls rock. And that's Sonny Sharrock. We are going to kick on. We're going to move on to a little bit of a quick little shoegaze segment. And this is just entirely self-indulgent. Neither of these songs really have anything to do with gender or anything like that. But I've recently been through a breakup that I didn't want to happen. And these are two really good breakup songs that I love. So we're going to hear the first one. It's called The Hardest Walk, and it is by The Jesus and Mary Chain. Catch you soon. I never thought
If you or someone you care for is struggling with a mental illness or other disability and you need someone to talk to, you can call the Wellways Helpline. Wellways Helpline is a volunteer support and referral service that provides information to people experiencing mental health issues or other disabilities, as well as their family, friends and carers. We're here to talk if you are feeling socially isolated, seeking information about mental health or mental health services, or just need someone to talk to. As a peer-based service, everyone working at Wellways Helpline has a lived experience of mental health issues or disability. Wellways Helpline is a national service and operates Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., excluding public holidays. So if you're struggling yourself or are struggling to help someone else, please call Wellways Helpline on 1300 111 500. That's 1300 111 500. Wellways supports 3CR.
Welcome back. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au is our website, in which you can stream some live radio there, catch up with some of your favourite shows. There's also 3CR Digital if you have one of those fancy DAB Plus radios. You can listen to us on that. My name's Tilda Joy, and bringing you a special extended edition of Rotations, 90 minutes this Sunday. How lucky. And the reason it's a special show is because we're bringing you 3CR Community Radio's Trans Day of Audibility for 2022. It's a big block of 7 hours of nothing but trans and gender diverse radio running from 12 till 7 today. And that's in the lead up to Trans Day Visibility, which, as usual, falls on the 31st of March, which is next Thursday. So maybe, you know, consider what your plans are going to be next week and try and get involved in some of the great stuff that the trans community's got going on this week. But just before the break there, we heard from the Jesus and Mary Chain with their track The Hardest Walk, and following on from that we had Shoegaze classic Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine off their absolutely killer album Loveless, which it's been a high rotation again ever since I got that torrent when I was about 16 years old. Haven't been able to put it down. What a record. Yeah, I'm going to change tracks here a little bit, and we're going... These songs do have a connection to gender because they are by trans women, so we're back to, you know, staying on topic now. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but they do have trans women in North America as well as Australia. In fact, there's trans women in every country of the world. Trans people are everywhere. And yeah, at the moment, there's been a lot of really cooked stuff happening in places like Texas and Florida with really intense laws that are really busting up trans families and making people have to move state and leave their homes and loved ones just to, you know, not have their children taken away from them for the crime of not being perfectly gender conformant. So in the spirit of that, in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be involved in a fundraiser over the Easter weekend to raise some money for our trans comrades over there in the United States of America. And one of the things we're going to be doing, you might not know this, but I am a speed runner. I play video games on twitch.tv and I try and play them fast. And I'm going to put together a speed run of a game that came out last year called Get in the Car, Loser, which is by Love Conquers All Games, Christine Love. She is a trans woman, made some brilliant games. Get in the Car, Loser is a lesbian road trip RPG with mechanics from Final Fantasy XIII, which is another speedrun that I do. And it rules a lot. And I'm going to play a track by Krista Lee, another trans woman who did the soundtrack for this game. And it's called Spirit of the Times, and it features Jamie Lynn. So let's give it a listen. I hope you love it as much as I do. And yeah, this is the battle music, so it plays a lot in the game. And yeah, you should really give it a go. It's a free game too. Check it out. Get in the Car, Loser. Anyway, here we go. I'll catch you soon.
There's something in the air, the cloud of dust that trails behind us. It's cast into a shape enough to be divine suggestion. A blessing from beyond, a plea to something deeper than ourselves. Don't you feel it ring? A calling from the spirit of the time. Look up to the sky, the starry sea. Whatever within inside and beyond, it's reaching for you and for me. So now, for
our chance to look away has passed us. The latest victory burst, will we prevail upon reflection? A tear across your cheek, the pulse of unforeseen regret. Are you with me yet? We're setting off for somewhere within time. Listen to my song,
my heartbeat drum.
Take in your hands this surging melody.
Surround you with my love. No matter how When I was new to Melbourne, I found a Food Not Bombs flyer on the road, and I had like this feast with a carrot, and carrots are my favourite vegetable. Yeah, I think they were asking for help doing stuff, and I got in touch.
We, I guess, rescue food
that would otherwise go to waste.
I like the aspect of sharing food and not making anyone feel obligated to pay anything for it.
We make a real point at Food Not Bombs of involving everyone who wants to be involved in whichever part they want to be involved in.
For more information, go to fnbmelb.noblogs.org. Food Not Bombs is a 3CR supporter.
Welcome back to 3CR Community Radio. It's 8:55 AM on your dial. Head over to 3cr.org.au or catch us at 3CR Digital. Plenty of ways to listen to your favourite local community radio station. My name's Tilda Joy. I'm bringing you this.
I'm on the wrong mic. Hey! Hey, welcome everybody. That was embarrassing. Thanks for listening to 3CR Community Radio. This is a special edition of Rotations. And we were just listening to some great North American trans people doing some sick music. The first one there was from Get in the Car Losers' original soundtrack. That is an independent lesbian road trip RPG made by Love Conquers All Games. And Krista Lee did the soundtrack for that one. And that track featured also Jamie Lynn. And that one's called Spirit of the Times. And God, it rules. It rules so hard. Following on from that, we had Devi McCallion, a.k.a. Girls Rituals, with a track called Treat Me Like a Doll. And that one is from their record Reddishness. And yeah, just mentioning before the break there that we were, me and a couple of friends are looking at doing a bit of a fundraiser online over on Twitch, playing some video games and stuff. And Get in the Car Loser is going to be one of those video games that we're going to speed run to try and raise some money. And that money's going towards our trans siblings over there in Texas at the moment, who are really facing, you know, the sharp end of the stick of, encroaching fascism over there in the United States of America. So all solidarity with all our trans siblings over there, putting up with what is really hell. That is, it's absolutely frightening what's happening. They are, families are relocating. People are just in complete fear of having, you know, their children taken away from them and, you know, all kinds of backlash over there. So, yeah, we'd really like to support people going through that at the moment. So look out for that over Easter, but also play this wonderful game, Get in the Car, Loser. God, it rules. It rules so hard. We will kick on now. We're going to play a bit of Simona Castricum now. Simona was another guest for last year's Trans Day of Audibility broadcast, the binary busting broadcast last year. And they did a really cool interview with Priya Kunjan from Thursday Brekkie. And yeah, we're going to play a great track from them. So this one's called Grateful for the Heartache, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to 3CR Community Radio. It's 855 AM on your dial. You can go over to 3cr.org.au to catch live streams and all your favourite programs, or listen to us on 3CR Digital. You're listening to Rotations, and my name's Tilda Joy, bringing you a special extended version of this show. And it's extended all the way out to 90 minutes because we have our Trans Day of Audibility today, celebrating trans and gender diverse people and, you know, politics, art, culture, and all the wicked presenters we've got here at 3CR who belong to the awesome trans and gender diverse community. Before the break there, we heard from Simona Castricum with Grateful for the Heartache. They were a guest last year on last year's Binary Busting broadcast, and it just kind of... It makes me just so proud of this station that this is the second year in a row that we've kind of had a whole day for our trans and gender diverse community. You know, in the run up to Trans Day of Visibility, the station has, you know, really put some time and effort and you know, resources into making this happen and making sure that we can kind of really show what we've got, which is really just such a great day. You know, we opened up with Sally Goldner with Out of the Pan. And a brilliant show about inclusivity in the performing arts and this kind of thing. Then we heard from AC with an interview with Dee about, a trans feminine single parent musician, also with a disability, and again, talking about inclusivity in the performing arts scene and how trying to make money as a disabled trans musician at the moment and how the difficulties of that. Later on, we're going to have an excellent edition of Queering the Air. Jacob Gamble is going to present that. And tune in, because there's some great great guests, including Sandy Sullivan, who is just a dead set legend, such a absolute rock star. So cannot wait to hear that interview. We've got a show from Megan Williams from Earth Matters later in the day. And Megan Williams, a.k.a. Murray Codpiece. Last year, they did a program for the Binary Busting broadcast about AFAB people in the Melbourne drag scene. And that was just incredible. Non-binary people in general in the Melbourne drag scene. But they used that as a bit of an opportunity to come out as non-binary themselves. And it was... Oh my God, it was so special. That was my absolute favorite program. And Megan's been saying that this year's program is pretty special too. It's about parenting, trans parenting. So I'm really, really interested to hear about all that. And I'm just so glad that 3CR's let all this happen again and made it all happen. And, you know, done the running around and the organizing to get us all in the one place. And it's just so special. And yeah, I love community radio. I love this radio station. The other track we heard from before the break was Something Came Over Me by Throbbing Gristle. That was an instrumental version of that track. And Throbbing Gristle, just an absolute classic industrial kind of band. And, Genesis P. Orridge, who passed away last year, really sadly, but just such a huge kind of figure of just trans people in music, but also like an emblem there of the massive impact that trans people, and especially trans feminine people, have had on industrial music and noise music in general. That track was more of a Chris and Cozy track. There wasn't actually really any Jenny on that one, but I just love that track so much, so I'm really happy to play it. I actually, astute listeners, if you've been following the station for a hot second now, you'll know that I used to host Stick Together once a month. It's a show about Australian unionism and social justice issues, and in between segments I'd play a little bit of that track as a sting. So it always felt a little bit special to kind of sneak a little bit of Throbbing Gristle onto our union show. So that was very cool. Anyway, we only have a little bit left, so I'm going to kick off another song of mine that I am... And this one, again, doesn't really have any particular gender feels, but I just love this track so much. It is just really special to me. It is a collaboration between Sun and Boris, and it's called The Sinking Bell, Blue Sheep. I hope you really enjoy it, because, these are two amazing kind of drone bands, but it's a really kind of, sensitive, it's not the balls out kind of like psyche metal thing that Boris do, or the big doomy kind of Sun thing. Like, together they have formed something very powerful here, and I just love this track. So let's listen to some Sun, and we will be back in just a hot second.
Fine. In hollow time. the sun. Meet the moon on your feet. Here, work for me.
Work for me.
Work for me.
Work for me.
Do what I tell you to do. Here, work for me.
Work for me.
Work for me.
Work for me.
Do what I. Stand with your axe in the shade. This island is ripe, and you got your axe. Wanna see you cry, make a lemonade. Yeah, work for me.
Work for me.
Work for me.
Work for me.
Do what I tell you.
DigiTube, People, Place, Language. Connecting stories, culture and language across Australia. Contribute your content in digitube.com.au. Sign up for a free account and select your options for streaming, download and broadcast promotion.
A 3CR supporter.
All right, that's almost it for me on this very special extended edition of Rotations for Transgender Day of Audibility here at 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, all places you can go and get some awesome, you can get awesome community radio any day of the week at all those places. But today you are getting trans and gender diverse radio, 7 hours of it from noon until seven. And that is just, I think, just pretty special. Before the break there, we heard from Sun and Boris with their collaboration, The Sinking Bell.
just such an amazing track. And yeah, and the one following that, they're both just tracks that I like. There's no theme behind them, except that Fiona Kitchen absolutely rules in that track. I know Gareth Lydiard's been behaving like a bit of adult lately with his band TFS and the like BDS kind of stuff going on at Sydney Festival, but I can't resist that track. I love that track, and Fiona just makes it work so good. So yeah, that's almost it for me. I'll be just rolling up one more track, and then we'll be heading out of here. Thanks so much for having me. I'm going to be on our Twitter account kind of tweeting out the rest of the day. But yeah, just so pleased to bring you so much great radio on this very special day at 3CR Community Radio. We're going to close out with Uboa, Zandra Metcalf. She came in and closed out our last Transgender Day of Audibility event and Binary Busting broadcast in 2021. Her absolutely blistering live set in Studio 3 was how we closed out the day, and yeah, that was a really unforgettable performance. But we have just one of their tracks here from one of their recent records, Flesh of the World, and it's called Flesh of the World. I've been Tilda Joy. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.